Being arrested in the logging coop, although you have psyched yourself up for it, comes as a big surprise. You look in the eyes of a mild-mannered cop as he utters the words and leads you away, and you walk by his side up the steep, wide scar that the bulldozer tore through the living heart of this world of green. And you point to the soil at your feet and you say to him, "See, so erodible here." And he mournfully answers you, "Yes, you're right. It'll all finish up in the creek down below," he supposes, and tells of the big mess he saw they had made. Somewhere else he had been. But he's still arresting you. He has his job to do. Like the men who ran the concentration camps and dropped the napalm bombs, he's still arresting you. Has his job to do. Being arrested in the logging coop is a microphone thrust in your face while a camera freezes your every expression and you try to think clearly of what you must say. It is feeling the cold steel trap of the law around and behind and in front and behind and knowing within of your strength and your power so much stronger than theirs. Being arrested in the logging coop is wanting to scream in despair. Don't you yet understand? Don't you care what becomes of your children and theirs? It is wanting to sink to your knees on the soft, moist earth and to whisper, "Dear Gaia, dear goddess, Earth Mother, forgive them. They know not what they do."
Thanks very much, Beanie.
It was great having the semi-trailer in.